Welcome to our Monday Encore. This is a show that went into the annals of the Phil Henry Show archives as Operation Jay Santos. Jay is on the air with announcer Boone Waterman, and Jay gets no respect for the Citizens Auxiliary Police as he appears with Mr. Boone Waterman. Another one of those shows that was probably so traumatic, that's why I can't remember anything about it. So let's listen, shall we? Let me relive my trauma here. It's Operation Jay Santos and the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Yes, Jay Santos, helping the average man and woman get to the day safe and sound. Now Jay Santos, fresh from his job, his full-time job, as a security guard at the Johnson Bottling Company, but really involved in his true vocation, his true calling, the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Thank you very, very much, Boone Waterman, right?
That's right.
And an interesting thing about Boone Waterman is you always talk like that?
Yes, I do.
So when you go home and you talk to your wife and you say good evening to her.
Good evening, honey. It's me, Boone Waterman, your husband.
You never stop.
No, and I've been over this many, many times.
All right, I'm sorry. I just thought it was very interesting.
Yes, I've been over it many times with General Galen Shaw. Yes, and by the way,
yeah, General Galen Shaw is here alongside tonight, and this is Jay Santos. This is Operation Jay Santos, is what we decided to call a show. And I like that. I like it a lot because, you know, we have been on the Phil Henry platform from time to time, but we have not settled, I don't think, on a good approach. I know everybody else has their shows and they all sound good. And I always go home and my wife will say, how did it go today at the world famous Phil Henry Show as you were doing Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police? And I'll go, you didn't have to. She goes into the whole big long thing. I said, I know what I was doing. And I said, 9 times out of 10, it goes bad. Well, Jay, no, I got to get this said, you know. I got to get it said. Boone, are you going to stand there?
Yes, I thought I would. You can go, Boone. Okay, Daddy. Hey, listen, Boone. You want to rock and roll?
Guys, we are...
Okay, sorry. Anytime, say the word.
Guys, please. I think if Mr. Henry is listening right now, he'd be very, very disappointed.
Oh, whatever.
Allow me. Thank you very much, Boone, and I believe your paycheck is in your mailbox.
Thank you.
Boone Waterman, if you don't mind, Jay.
Go ahead.
Boone Waterman talks all the time as if he's announced. That's not even, that's just the way he talks. Bring him in here, bud.
Oh, come on, Margaret. No, bring him in.
Miss Gray, this is Operation Jay Santos.
Boone, come on in. How's the family?
My family's fantastic.
Pardon me, I belched.
I know.
All right, get out.
Jesus H.
Okay, now can I do what I want to do?
Yes, you can, Jay.
Don't pat him on the head like that, Margaret.
I'm being an asshole.
Yeah, you are an asshole, okay? Now I got to start this all over again.
God, don't take the Lord's name.
God damn it! You took the Lord's name.
Where'd I take it?
Huh?
Where's Boone? Boone, come in.
Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. You know what? I don't feel like doing this anymore because you people talk to me like I'm something that you wiped off the bottom of your shoe.
Where are you going?
He just left because you guys insulted him.
Oh, we did not insult you.
Yes, Jay, let me do it. I'm Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Welcome to Operation Jay Santos.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Hey, what's the point of me coming in here and doing this? Would I get monkeyed up by him?
Hold on. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Jay Santos, Operation Jay Santos. This is General Galen Shaw.
I'm getting muckied up.
Turn it down, bud.
Oh, sorry.
Jesus.
Welcome to Operation Jay Santos here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And, Jay, you know, we love to have you on once a year so you can talk about the different challenges facing people, particularly here in California. I know we had you on during the wintertime, and you were talking about the storms.
Now, it's not going to be that bad. This coming winter, Jay, let's talk about summertime. Do you anticipate the fires?
Well, you know, I'd like to just say a couple things before I get into all of that. I want to just say that I am grateful beyond words to be a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And I have supported Major Elvis Newton for a long time. I got the word late last night, about
a quarter to ten.
You can make all the jokes you want, man.
Hold on. Guy came at me.
You make all the jokes you want. This is serious stuff.
All right, wait a minute.
Now, Jay, you were up for Newton. I was up for Newton. I was told by Major Elvis Newton that I'd be up for the Newton. Instead, he has legally conferred it on Lou Newton, his son, is now the Newton.
And yet you are of a higher rank.
I'm not necessarily of a higher rank. I have more responsibilities. I am more pivotal. I'm more pivotal. I am a much more important individual to all concerned.
We do have Major Elvis Newton on the phone.
Thank you very much. Now, how'd you get him?
I was asked by Jay.
I asked Bud to get Major Newton on the phone, and I'm very grateful to talk to him.
And this is Major Elvis Newton.
Major Elvis Newton. And Major Newton, did we catch you at a bad time?
No, Jay, you did not. I want to say that you have been a very loyal commander, Brigadier Admiral, the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And it pains me, Jay, to hear you express such disappointment in being a Brigadier Admiral. The Newton is the Newton.
Well, sir, if you don't mind...
Wait, hold on. Don't interrupt. Don't interrupt Major Elvis Newton when I have the Newton's name on my tongue. You understand that?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I didn't...
What is that rule again, sir?
Who am I speaking with?
This is... Major Newton, this is the Phil Hendry Show, and you're talking to General Galen Shaw.
I'm sorry. I understand that... I was to be just speaking with Jay Santos.
Now, we got a number of people here, sir, and...
And I am having a bath this evening. I've got my wife here who's holding my robe. She also has the special scrub that I use. And we also have the powder, don't we? So I get powdered, I get scrubbed and powdered.
Now, if you don't mind, sir, we have a lot of people who are in the bathtub.
And what, did you just interrupt me?
Yes, I did, sir. We have a lot of people in a bathtub that we have on the show. We had no idea you'd be in a bathtub. Major Newton was taking a bath.
Major Elvis Newton is going to take a bath. There's nobody. Boy, oh, wow. You can tell him you can't.
No one's going to tell me that I can't take a bath.
No, sir, we can't, but you don't have to sit here and tell us about all the Desinex powder you're using.
I never use the word Desinex. That is so unfair.
Do you have jock itch?
What an asshole, man. Yes, I do.
Yeah, you know what, Major Newton? Let's call you back after you get out of the tub.
Of all the...
Major Elvis Newton is... Jay, no, wait a minute. Major Elvis Newton is a very important man in my life. Jay, wait a minute. And for you to disrespect him like that...
Jay, we are sorry.
Wait, what? You may be sorry, but you got to understand. Major Elvis Newton, I lived on the same street with him back in the 90s. I was married. I was at a dead-end career as a supervisor at the Johnson Balling Company in the security shack there. My kids thought I was a joke. People come up to me and go, hey, Jay, what's that? It looks like it's a flying saucer. I look. There go the pants.
You got your pants yanked down too, huh?
What do you mean two?
We got a lot of guys on this show that...
Well, you may have a lot of guys on this show, dot, dot, dot. I'm the guy that's most important to me.
People come up and pull the pants down.
Pull the pants. Yeah, not one pant.
I didn't think so.
Yeah, okay.
Jay, don't... Jay, this is your segment. Sit down, Jay.
Major Elvis Newton. Now, yes, it was disappointing to me, but that doesn't mean you disrespect him.
I'm sorry about that. Okay, we're going to get him back on here after he gets out of the tub.
I certainly wish you would.
Yes, sir. Major Newton, this is Bud Dickman of the Phil Hendry Show. Are you watching TV? Okay. He's in the TV room now at his home.
Yes, thank you. I'm very sorry, Jay, that I wasn't able to communicate with you adequately. Honey, is that cops? What is that? Okay, put it on emergency. Whatever they have now.
Is cops still on the air?
Who's doing the speaking here?
General Galen Shaw.
All right. You understand, were you told before I came on the air that when I talk, no one interrupts?
No, sir, I was not told that. I'm sorry, Major Newton.
What did you just call me, Major?
I'm sorry, Major Newton. I did not tell him not to talk.
You don't talk when I'm talking.
That's correct. I should have said so.
Well, Major Newton, General...
Don't talk when I'm talking!
That ass...
God damn, you just hung up on Major Elvis Newton. You hung up on Major Elvis Newton. He was going to talk to me about conferring the Newton on me.
I thought you said the Newton got conferred on his son.
Yes, but he said I could stake my claim and make my claim and state my case. But say that again. He said that I could stake my case and I could make my claim.
You stake a claim.
What'd I say?
You said you could claim your stake.
I did not say that.
You state your case.
Yeah, he said I could stake my case. You just...
I'm not going to be yelled at.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm sorry. It was a mistake. The plug. But no, you did not get hung up on.
Good thinking, bud.
Yeah. Here is Jay Santos.
Jay, it's Major Elvis Newton. How did I get disconnected?
Yes, sir. It was a disconnection. There was a bad plug they had here. They were moving some plugs.
Okay. As I was saying, the conferring of the Newton on my son, Lou Newton, is of permanent status. However, I would like you to make your case, and I'll give you exactly 60 seconds to make that case.
Yes, sir.
Well, that isn't fair.
This is the...
Hold on, General. That's how we do it in a citizen's auxiliary, please.
Yeah. Wow, get up. What about this guy? All right, Jay, I will ask you to start making your case as to why you should be the Newton, starting now.
Thank you very much, Major Newton. The reason why I should be the Newton is because I have been your loyal second-in-command since 1996, and I understand that while I was your loyal second-in-command, your son, who you conferred Newton status on, Lou Newton, and I know he has your same last name, and...
We're at 20 seconds.
Okay, I don't think it's fair because you know that he has had problems in school. He has also run afoul of the law a couple of times. I think you had the L.A. County Sheriff at your home.
30 seconds.
Okay. The L.A. County Sheriff was your home. Was he not? Didn't he pull his pants down in a window when some women were walking by?
40 seconds.
Well, so I'm saying that I've never had any problem with any kind of illegality or nothing like that. I have always...
50 seconds.
So I think I deserve to be the Newton and not him.
55, 56, keep going.
I deserve to be the Newton, not him, because I'm better than him. And
cut it off. Okay, so let's talk about what you just did there, Jay. That was 1 minute. Now, you brought up some things that are very important, very important indeed. Yes, the Newton ran afoul of the law. Yes, he exposed himself in the bay window of our house as there was a group of real estate agents walking down the street. That was unfortunate. It angered me, and the Newton knows that he will forever be known as the one who pulled the pants down in front of all those ladies as they were walking on a real estate tour, and he went,
hi.
He knows that.
Well, is this some kind of a joke? I mean...
No, it's not. No. Who's talking now?
My name is Margaret Gray, and if you don't remember who I am, Major Newton, I'd like to hang up on you.
Wait a minute.
You are messing with the future of Jay Santos.
Yeah, it's obvious he's not going to be the Newton. You're just toying with him.
Wait, Ms. Gray, hold on. Let me speak for myself.
Toying with him? You say that I, Major Elvis Newton, would toy with Jay Santos when he's making his case to be the Newton? Now, my son, Lou Newton, is the Newton. I did confer Newton status. However, Jay, to be fair to you, because of all the years of loyalty that you have given me, I will defer final conferration of Newtonianism on Lou Newton until a week from Thursday night, next Thursday.
Next Thursday? Not this Thursday night?
No, not a week from Thursday.
A week from Thursday would be the 20, 21, 22, the 23rd.
I don't know what the date is.
Yeah, that would be the 23rd. 23rd.
No, it isn't. It's the 27th, for God's sake.
Well, who gives a...
Hey. All right, So Jay, you are... So he's still considered for what you call Newtonian status.
He will be considered for Newton status, yes. And I really shouldn't have to even... But could reconsider because of the very rude manner that all of you monkeys...
And I don't like being called a monkey either.
Well, what is your name again?
Margaret Gray, chump.
Oh, man!
You know something? I'm going to take back
No, you can't do that. The bylaws state once the Major Newton, who's the top Newton, makes a decision, that must be followed through on until such time as it is suspended because of failure of task or because the individual who is the object of the Newtonianism has died or is otherwise infirmed.
All right, but I wasn't going to do it, but I don't like it when your friend's there.
I am a member of this show panel.
Isn't this show called Operation J. Santos?
Yes, it is, Major Newton.
Well, then why is it I'm having to talk to this...
You know what I think? What did you do?
Well, he hung up on him.
Oh, my God. Mr. Santos, this man, Major Elvis Newton, is mentally diseased.
He doesn't sound like he's playing with a full deck. Who? Let me ask you something, Jake.
You guys, you don't understand what you just did.
Wait, let me ask something. Who's the guy that lays out the day's operations? Who's the guy that tells everybody what to do? Who's the guy that talks to the sub-commanders every day?
I do.
Right. What does this guy do?
He goes on regular runs with us. He was on Operation Tom Peep. Then we renamed it Operation Peep Tom. He was on it when it was called Operation Peep, Peep-a-Tom.
What do you mean Peeping Tom?
No, it was Operation Peeping Tom. Then it became Operation Peep-a-Tom. And then,
oh, who gives a shit? Now, what's... God, what? Why do you even have to listen to this guy when you're the guy making all the decisions?
It's a good point, Jay.
Because he is Major Elvis Newton. He is the founder of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And he confer. Who gives it? What does it mean to be the Newton?
What it means to be the Newton is you are second in command. You will be the first in command next up. Major Elvis Newton is not a young man, okay?
Here.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Major Elvis Newton is not a young man. To be conferred the Newton means that I'm a heartbeat away from being Major Newton.
Wait. You don't become Major Santos?
No. You become, you're the Newton.
Well, wait, he's the Newton.
No, he's Major Elvis Newton. Then there's the Newton. You become the Newton. That's his name. He's the Newton. And then you assume the Newtonness.
You know, that's the most balled up. You know, I don't even know why we're doing this.
Well, you know what, man? We're out there saving lives. I don't know what you're doing other than spanking it.
Hey, pal, you want to see me spank some? All right, hold on, guys. Hold on.
Yeah. Well...
Yeah, he's here on hold. Yes, sir. We're having really difficulties.
Burn it over. Why don't you put it over? They've got a rerun of Big Valley. They have reruns of Bonanza on WE TV. Hello, am I back?
Yes, sir. This is Bud Dickman, sir. Major Newton. We did lose connection.
Look, I don't want to talk to a lot of monkeys and a bunch of chimpanzees hopping around that studio there and going hee 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 hee. I want to talk to one man who understands what it is to do the mission of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And that man is Jay Santos.
I'm right here, sir. Yes, sir, I am. Yes, sir, I am. And I'm right here, and I'm ready to do the job. I have to tell you, with all honesty, it disappoints me that I'm not the Newton, but I know you're reconsidering.
I'm giving it till 1 week from tomorrow to decide whether or not, I will confer Newton status on my son, Lou Newton. He just came in the room. Come here, Lou. Lou, Jay Santos is disappointed that you were named the Newton.
Yeah, well, that's too bad, because I'm the Newton now, and no one, unless, of course, a bad change of mind. Okay?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but I'm the Newton. And then when my dad kicks off, which, you know...
I mean, what do you mean when I kick off?
I hope it doesn't... Get out of here.
Jay, you've been a loyal man. We will reconsider the Newton status. You understand, he's my son.
Yes, sir, I know he's your son. I know you have to give him all due consideration as your son. It just hurt, that all. That's all. It just hurt, you know.
Don't start bawling like some B.I.
Don't say it.
Yeah, only for you, Jay, do I take this amount of shit from a woman.
That's it, man. I had to hang up on him. Well, you know, now... I don't know if I'm going to get Newton status. I don't know if I'm going to get Newtonian status.
What is this Newtonian status?
That is the Newton, second in command, and then I become.
Yeah, you become what? You become like him. That's what you're going to become. You're going to be just like him, watching television, shag carpeting, a Pall Mall cigarette in an ashtray. No one just. You're almost blind, wearing sunglasses.
Well, Major Elvis Newton, but his wife's there.
Yeah, he and his wife and dog shit on the carpeting.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Major Elvis Newton. Major Newton. Yes, sir, Major Newton. Yes, sir.
You know what you people should do is you get your act together and get some kind of engineering in there and fix what's wrong with your studio.
That's a very good point, sir. All right, well, and that we just heard from you, and the so we're all done.
What do you mean you're all done? I have things that I want to say. Now, Jay, what is the security detail for tonight?
Tonight, what we're thinking about is obviously it's been very, very warm here in Southern California. We're thinking of doing a Death Valley run just to go up, check it out.
Death Valley run sounds very good.
Why would you do a Death Valley run?
Because it's hot. And if it's hot, it could get hotter. There could be fire up there.
What about here in L.A.? We're going to do, you know, we're going to do L.A., but we want to make a bit, we got to do the Death Valley run to go up and just get out of the car and go, yeah, you know.
I want my guys to go to Death Valley, get out of the car, feel the heat. You know, like the song says, feel the heat. The dude, isn't that right, Lou?
Feel the heat is on the street.
Yeah. So.
I understand. Yeah. So we'll make a Death Valley run. We'll go up and then come back down and make sure that, you know, no.
Yeah, no houses are burning to the ground.
Yeah, that's right. Make sure no houses are burning to the ground.
Okay. Turn the channel. I'm watching Wii TV right now. They have on my dad's.
Oh, that's very good, sir. And thank you for being a guest here on Operation Jay Santos.
My pleasure, Jay. Good luck next week.
Well,
I just told him good luck next week.
Do we hang up on him?
Yes, we did, but he knows that we did on account of he knows that we did. I mean,
you can't hang up on this show. I understand, but Major Newton, if he calls back.
Yes, sir, Mr. Newton. Oh, I mean, Major Newton, did you know we were cutting you off? Yeah, we did. We cut you off. Okay.
I want to make a final statement here. I don't like the way I was treated on this jive-ass show here tonight, especially the way my son was laughed at. And Jay, don't be presuming that you're just next in line for the status of Newton because of your years of service. He's my son. And I have to give him all due consideration.
I understand, sir. Thank you very much.
Also, I'd like to say at this time...
I couldn't take it.
Boy, did you just hang up on him?
Yes, I did hang up on him, and I don't think we should...
I agree with Bud. Don't take his call again. I'm going to have to explain that. Let him just tell him that they had technical difficulties. This Operation Jay Santos, and we just heard from Elvis Newton, who is the... I was going to say Elvis Presley, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, we just heard from Elvis Newton, who's the major. He's Major Elvis Newton. He's the highest rank. Now, that's the thing. You're a brigadier admiral. You're a lower rank. That's right. That's how we do it in the Citizens Auxiliary Police, okay? All right. We'll be right back with more on Operation Jay Santos and some of the security details. He told you to take a run up to Death Valley. And the reason why we do that is we want to take a run up to Death Valley, get out of the car, and feel just how hot and how, you know, just right on the edge the whole world is, you know. We're 200 feet below sea level.
What's the temperature up there now?
Well, it's, you know, it got to 130 the other day.
Jesus.
130, yeah, the other day. But I think tonight, I can look at it. Bud, you've got it right there.
I got the temperature of Death Valley right now, 85.
What?
It says 85. It says excessive heat warning.
That's nothing. Well, it's nighttime right now. We're doing the show, folks, right now in the evening hours of a Wednesday, whatever this is, Tuesday night?
Yeah.
I don't know. Tuesday night. So it's 85 degrees at 10:04 p.m. here on the West Coast in Death Valley. Well, I don't know. That doesn't sound...
Yeah, but tomorrow? Okay, here's what it's going to get. Are you going to go up there tomorrow?
We're going to be driving up tomorrow about high noon because I told General Newton, or I told Major Newton, yeah, high noon is for me.
It's only going to be 91.
What? Hey, what are you going to do, Jay?
It's going to be 91 degrees in Death Valley at 12. It'll get up to 96 tomorrow at 6:02.
Give me that.
Don't grab my phone.
I want to see this for myself. Tomorrow at 12 noon, it's going to be 91. It'll be 95 degrees at 5 p.m.
Yeah.
What? That's the way it is. The sun's going to be baking that desert. Well, in any event, we're going to get up there, get out, and do what we call the full Death Valley exposure. I want all the subcommanders to... We'll probably take Gene Berdini's car, and we'll all pile out and stand there and just absorb the warmth
and go, this is what it's all about. Then get back in a car and drive back down to L.A. County.
You're going to go up to Death Valley, get out of the car for what? How long?
About 5 minutes.
Then pile back in the car, come back here, and look for fires.
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's right. I know you don't respect me or anything, Miss Gray.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Jay, there's got to be a better way of using your time.
I know all you people here don't respect me, but that's what we do in the Citizens Auxiliary Police. What we do is we lean into it. It's going to be hot. Let's go to Death Valley. We go right to it. You think it's hot? You think it's a heat wave? Yeah, really? Guess where we're going? Death Valley.
I gotta respect that.
Oh, you gotta be kidding. Anyway,
that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna lean into it.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck, because it's gonna be freeze.
Well, no, it's only gonna be 95 degrees.
Well, he did say that it was 130 like 2 or 3 days ago, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, everyone knows it's hot. And what we'll do, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, is we will be driving in different neighborhoods very slowly. Generally, what we do is we like to have about 6 guys in the car, and we drive at about 3 miles an hour down your street. Now, just keep in mind that what we're doing is we've got 6 guys, that's 12 eyes, 12 eyeballs that are eyeballing everybody. You'll see 6 guys in a car driving down the street.
What kind of car is it?
I don't know. It's like a coupe. I think one of them's got a Toyota.
6 guys in a Toyota.
That's right. Wow.
Go ahead.
And we'll be going 3 miles an hour, and we're looking... because 6 guys...
12 eyeballs.
That's right, yeah.
Because, you know, you have... When you guys do the roam-in at the sports bars...
I know, I said we had 8 guys and 17 legs, and I messed it up.
Yeah, you know...
Yeah, don't you know math or anything?
I know plenty of math. I said 8 guys and 16 legs, and I said 17 by mistake.
Well, that's not the first time you did that, Jay. Okay, God, look at these people.
I thought this is called Operation Jason...
It is. This is Operation Jay Santos, and we'll be right back.
Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We'll be right back.
Folks, this is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. You know, when I want to relax at home, and I want to relax and have maybe a Coca-Cola and have myself a donut or something, I love to listen to Phil Henry Show webcasts. Love to listen to the downloads of his podcast and listen to his radio show, too. Where can I get all of that? Where do I get all that Phil Henry material all in one place? You all know where? PhilHenryShow.com. That's right. You go to PhilHenryShow.com. You can listen to his radio show, his digicast, all the podcasts. You can watch all the videocasts. You can see his home movies. You can see a lot, and you can hear a lot, by getting a backstage pass. It's less than $10 for a month. It's less than $7 a month for a whole year. I mean, it averages out to less than $7 a month. I don't know. What does it cost?
I don't know. You have to look it up.
Yeah, so go look it up on the Phil Henry Show website, and then you'll know how much it costs.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. It's the greatest value online other than porn.
And now, back to Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Yeah.
Thank you. This is Margaret Gray.
This is General Galen Shaw. With us is General... Sorry, Jay. Is Brigadier Admiral Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police here with Operation Jay Santos.
Thank you very, very much, General. As I was saying... And what we're doing here is we're talking about what are some of the security measures that we'll be taking here with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I want to go back to this issue.
Now, you say you're going to be going 3 miles an hour, and this is patrolling neighborhoods.
That is correct. We're looking for fire. Fire is the most dangerous thing that there is. And this is a time of season and a time of the year. And I don't know if you ever remember that song by the Zombies. It's the time of the season.
Yeah, I know that song. That's a great song.
It is. It is a great song. And what were they singing about in that song? They're singing about, it's the season.
Well, I think it was more than that.
What I'm saying is they're going, it's the time of the season when, you know.
When love runs high, wasn't that it?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that was it.
No, it wasn't. It was more, well, maybe it is, but what I'm trying to say is...
You impart this to your sub-commanders.
Exactly. I tell my sub-commanders, listen to that song by the Zombies. It's a time of the season when you have to be on patrol. Anyway.
Sorry, just... Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, so anyway, that's what we do. And then what we do is, so we're looking for fire, and we're going about 5 miles an hour. There's 6 guys in the car. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
12 eyeballs.
I was going to do it myself.
Well, the guy, you're counting it on your fingers.
That went out.
Can you edit it out?
Yeah, maybe.
He'll edit it out.
We have six guys in the car.
How many legs?
That's very funny. How many legs? Six guys in the car, and...
How many legs?
I'm going to say it's 10 legs, right?
Hey, Jay, 6 times 2 is 12.
Why you say 2?
People have 2 legs. Oh, yeah, yeah. No.
I was still thinking about the eyeballs.
Same thing. It's 2 eyeballs, 2 legs, 2 arms.
How many penises?
Come here, bud. Ow! You were asking for that. Get out of here.
6 guys.
Yes?
6 penis, 6 peanut, 6 peni, I guess is a plural.
Sorry.
So this is Jay Santos with Operation Jay Santos. We go about 3 miles an hour in a guy's Chevy. There's 6 guys. Then we leave a neighborhood, and then we will take a cruise up into, you know, general, some of the mountainous foothill areas where the homes are.
Well, there's an awful lot of... You've got to do fire abatement. Phil was telling me all about that.
What do you mean fire abatement? You're still here, right?
Yeah, I said fire abatement, bud, not what you do every night with your right hand.
Oh, yeah.
So it's fire abatement. You got to knock down all those weeds, and we will do a double check on that. We will stop if we see high weeds. All 6 of us get out of the car, and we move in unison.
So you approach the front door of a person's home, all 6 guys?
Yes, we do.
Why do you do that?
We want to show them that we're serious. So when you open your door and you see 6 guys, 6 pith helmets, with very earnest-looking guys under those pith helmets, and I will be the one that's doing the talking. Sometimes, you know, it'll be Sub-Commander Gleason, and we'll say, you know, this, you got high weeds, high dry weeds out there, and this house could go up and burn everyone alive in it.
Oh, you're not that graphic.
Yes, I am. Anyway, it's kind of scaring me thinking about it, but we will do that, and then we'll turn around in unison. I'll say, yeah, that's 1, 2, 3, yeah.
But, Jay, why do you do... Look, this is not a show where let's criticize the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I was told by Mr. Henry, all right, you're right.
I will say 1, 2, 3, yeah, and we'll swing around and we'll march back to the car.
After telling people to cut down their dry weeds.
That is correct. That's called fire abatement. That's called weed abatement.
We're talking with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police here on Operation Jay Santos. And we can take some phone calls. We just had Major Elvis Newton on. Let's go to Gary now. Gary, you're on with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Yeah, Mr. Santos, you were in my neighborhood last year. You were doing fire abatement, and I saw 6 guys coming toward me, all wearing your funny pith helmets, and you said that I had high weed.
Well, hold on. What neighborhood are you in?
I'm down in Hawthorne.
Okay.
And you came to my front lawn, and you said you need to cut down. All 6 of you guys came walking on my front lawn, told me I needed a weed abatement, and I had no weeds. In fact, I've got no grass. I just have cactus, which is a succulent.
Right. And I remember when you said, hey, it's a succulent, I misunderstood. You tell me to suck it.
Yeah, I know. That's what you... And I said, no, I didn't tell you to suck it. I said it's called a succulent. But you marched off, and then you came back and you wrote me a ticket, which I shoved it right down into my jockstrap, is what I thought about that.
So what are you calling for? Did you do weed abatement or not?
I didn't have any weeds. I had cactus, succulents.
Right, and you told me to suck it.
No, I didn't. I told you that I had...
He said he had succulent plants, which are cactus.
Well...
Are you listening to this idiot? So, in other words, what does that mean? That's really grass?
You say it's one thing. I just told you had to cut that down.
How do you cut down cactus? It doesn't burn. It's full of water.
What?
All right, thank you very much, sir.
You got one dumbass.
And that's all the time we have, Jay.
Well, that sort of leaves me looking... Well, actually...
No, it leaves the other guy looking worse.
Okay, yeah, I would say... I was going to say... It
makes you look...
It makes me look bad, but I think that guy looks stupid. And we told him to do abatement.
Well, he was right about the cactus.
Et tu, General Shaw? Me?
Go ahead. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This has been Operation Jay Santos with me, Margaret Gray.
And me, Bud Dickman.
And me, General Galen Shaw.
And where's the guy?
Yes, and me, Owen Beaverbrook.
That wasn't your name at the beginning, was it?
Yes, it was.
And this has been Operation Jay Santos.
Which you already said. I don't know. I'm not happy with this. Can we go back and re-edit it?
Yeah, sure. That's what we'll do.
Why don't I believe you? Why do I think you're lying?
Operation Jay Santos has been presented by the world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive producer Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.